Welcome to Life Church, where the love never ends. And we are continually growing in Proverbs 29 and 18, which tells us where there is no vision, the people perish. But happy is he that keepeth the law. Happy is he that keepeth the law. It is our command to worship and give praise to our precious and awesome Father. So happy is he that gives his praise to the Lord. We are blessed for this opportunity. Once again, we are celebrating new steps to come back together and to just fellowship together. This is just, oh my God, the spirit is just so filling right now. It's just, oh my goodness, the praise and the worship that's going up. Minister, and I'm saying Minister Michelle is over here worshiping, and she is ushering in the spirit right now. And I'm just blessing God for this woman of God. It's so awesome to see the growth of our people each and every day. This woman who was praising in quiet and wasn't praying out loud now just has her mouth open and continues to stay in that place of worship. So I'm just blessing God for her change, for her growth, for everything that we're all going through as we've been led by our wonderful and excited, beautiful, wonderful, hardworking, prayerful woman of God, our Apostle Etta Banks. You can see her face on the screen. We are blessed to celebrate as well. Once again, to just lift, I want to take time to lift Abba's house and Apostle Patterson and his lovely wife, Pastor Raquel, the First Lady. They are celebrating 17 years, 17 years of their church ministry being together. So I'm just thanking God for them. It's just an honor once again to be with you on this day. Words can't express what it feels like to be in the presence of one another. It's only a few of us. It's I think nine of us here, but it feels like,
10 with
well, 10 with our guests. And welcome also to our guest. Brother Jordan has joined us. We're blessing God for him joining us. Sir, it is no coincidence that you are here. I'm sure you were invited by Pastor Charles. I thank God that you took the time to join with us. Pray that she'll be able to join with us, whether we go to someone else's house, our home, wherever. You are welcome. You are with family. Know you are with family. However you want to praise, however you want to be, if you want to sit back and absorb, if you want to participate, kick your shoes off, praise God. However, you are welcome to do so here. Be comfortable, brother, because you are in a place full of love. So we welcome you. We welcome you. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And we'll all get a chance to introduce ourselves because I'm a let y'all know since you're not here, Pastor Charles got the house smelling real good. It's some ham and some chicken and macaroni and cheese and peach cobbler. I'm saying this to make y'all upset that you're not here. String beans and tea. Like we about to have a down south southern Sunday dinner after church. So since you're not here, eat y'all sandwiches.
Get your Popeye chicken.
Get your Popeye's chicken or whatever you may have on this hot day. But regardless, we are just blessing God. Laughter brings joy to the soul. So it's an honor to be with you. I want to take the time to open. If Apostle, you have anything you'd like to say on this time to be taken to join?
Sure, thank you. Praise be unto God. Praise be unto God. Good morning, everybody. Good morning. Good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. It is truly an honor to come together with the few of us that are here and to hear the corporate praise, to hear the corporate worship. It totally does something. It totally does something. And and I've been dealing these last month or so and dealing in prayer. And I agree with you as we heard Michelle, we see her every week online. You know she's over there worshiping and so forth and so on. But to be able to sit under the sound of her voice as she's worshiping and praising God is such a beautiful thing. And then the rest of us. And also, listen, let me say this, and for those of you that are online, you still are missing out. He told you about the food that you're missing out on. Y'all know that we have a person that comes online via the telephone, and we never see her. Well, she is in the house today. Sister Kim Gilmore, amen. She is in the house today, and we see her face, and you still can't see it. She is determined not to be seen online, but she is in the house today giving praise and glory unto God, and we do thank God for it. And that's why when the word tells us, you know, fail not to gather yourselves together. You do not have to be in a church building. And you do like they did in the book of Acts. You come together in each other's home. You worship the Lord and then you break bread. So we are following the word of God today. Amen. You're following the word of God today. So again, you know, in our absence from Abba's house, again, we send much love to Abba's house for our apostles' 17th anniversary. We send much love there. And we are grateful for this reunion that we're having here today, one with the other. And at this time, I would then like to turn the service over into the hands of the Garneses and let them do what God has anointed them to do today. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you.
Amen.
God
bless. Amen. Thank you, Apostle.
You're welcome, love.
All right, all right, all right, all right. To God be the glory. Again, we have made a joyful noise unto the Lord, and He is pleased on today.
Yes. Yes.
So when we were singing the song, "You Reign," I saw Elder Raymond, and I saw Elder Raymond singing it only because the part where it says "You Reign," he would like. His voice would just like protrude and you could just hear "You Reign."
Yes.
And I used to just look at him like, "All right, Dad. All right, Dad." But you know, the little things that we miss,
yeah,
those are the little things that we miss.
Yeah.
You know, I'm trying to hold my tears back. Mm-hmm. But to be honest, he is missed.
Yes,
he is really missed in this season. So much so that the other day, like, I still have voice messages on my phone from him, and I don't talk to him. Like, people say they talk to their loved ones. I don't talk to him because you're not talking to your loved one. You're talking to a familiar spirit that shows up and acts like that's your loved one.
Mm-hmm.
So when I want to hear his voice, I'll just listen to the voice messages. When I want to talk to him, I'll talk to God and tell God, "Can you please tell my dad that I miss him?"
Okay.
So it's been kind of heavy a little bit, especially with, you know, watching my child go through what he's going through at the moment. Still wishing my dad was here so I could be like, "Dad, you handle that."
Mm-hmm.
But he has Mark, you know, he has other gentlemen that he could talk to, but it's nothing like talking to a godly man.
Amen. Amen.
Giving godly instruction.
Yes. Yes.
So, you know, to God be the glory. So on today, while I'm speaking on that, we're going to talk about joy. Joy, even through what we're going through, even through our circumstances. Yes. God, you reign.
You
reign.
Yes, yes.
Even you know, the we might not have money in our pocket, mm-hmm. our lights may be out. God, you reign.
Thank you, Lord.
You reign, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
And so we have to get to that place where we, when we say it, it's in our heart, mm-hmm. and it's you mean it. You mean it when you say it, because sometimes we say things, but our heart hasn't connected yet,
mm-hmm.
and so we're just saying it. But when that time comes up, when you got to worship your way
mm-hmm.
out of whatever it is that you're going through.
Come on.
And so whatever you're going through, worship your way out of it.
Yes. Yes.
Just like we did today. Being here today made me feel so much better.
Yes. Yes. Hallelujah.
Woo.
Oh, y'all, my God.
They don't know. Listening, watching, reading my son's text messages, I'm like, "God, please help." But that worship today, it's like, worship your way out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Worship your way out of it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to be reading from Hebrews 12, 1 through 2. And that's Hebrews 12, 1 through 2. And it reads, "Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and sin which clings so closely, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God. That is one powerful scripture. And you know, when you read the scripture, what does that mean to you? What is it saying to you? How is it touching you? One may ask, who are the great cloud of witnesses? Who are they? You know, who are the witnesses? You know, some may believe it's the people that have gone before us and that are in heaven. Mm-hmm. And they're like spectators at like an arena, and they're watching this race. And so, you know, mm-hmm. they may be watching the same race that they were once in. Now mm-hmm. they're watching us.
Wow.
And going through that race. Mm-hmm. And so can you just imagine just a whole crowd of people in heaven watching us run this race, mm-hmm. looking at us like, oh, I was once there. Mm-hmm. I was once in that same place that they are in now. And look at where I am now.
My God.
So they may be in heaven, you know, just cheering us on, like talking to God about us. And yeah. This is my opinion. I'm not saying that, you know, this is really what's going on. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying this is my opinion. Mm-hmm. That they may be in heaven, like talking to God, like, look at Mark. He's running that race. Look at Apostle. Mm-hmm. She's running that race. Look at Jordan. He's running that race. Kim, she is running that race. Mm-hmm. And there they might be like, God, we hope that they keep going. God, we hope that they keep going, that they won't give up.
Yes,
and right. So, you know, and God may be right there with them, like, yes, I see my child.
Yeah.
I see my child. Yeah. My child is running. I know my child wants to give up so bad. Yes, let mm-hmm. keep running, mm-hmm. keep running the race, keep running the race.
Yes.
And so this doesn't mean that we're going to sit and we're going to pray to this great cloud of witnesses. That's not what's being said here, because Christ prays on our behalf.
Yes.
And is the mediator between us and God. So that's what I was talking about, how like my father is no longer here on this earth, but I'm not going to sit and talk to my father, mm-hmm. my natural father. Mm-hmm. I'm going to talk to my heavenly father. Yes. About my natural father.
Yes.
I'm going to let my heavenly father know that I miss my natural father.
Yes.
I'm going to let my heavenly father know that I wish that my natural father was still here to comfort me during this time. That's what I do. I'm going to talk to my heavenly father, because he is going to give me the direction in which to
Absolutely.
Go.
Absolutely.
I don't need any demon telling me what I should be doing, mm-hmm. you know, what I should be acting out, or, you know, telling me how my life should be going. I don't need any of that. I don't want to open my spirit up to that. So to be on the safe side, I'll just keep talking to my heavenly father. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
And so we are to lay aside every weight and sin that may drag or slow us down. That mm-hmm. means, you know, we are to be swift runners. And when we have sin, it makes us heavy. So it's hard to run, you know, heavy. It's hard to run with a bunch of baggage on us and sin and the issues that we carry. And we need the endurance. Endurance is needed to keep us going in spite of what may be in front of us or behind us. And so many of us have gone through seasons in our lives that's been really hard, not knowing which way we were going to go. But God has given us an endurance to keep going. He has given us his strength to keep going, because he knows what we can handle and what we can't handle. And so if you're going through something and you're not in God's face about it, you're basically trying to go through it by yourself. And we need his endurance and his strength to get through the times that are very heavy, the sin that we carry, the sin that we think that we have let go, but we're still living in that sin. And that sin is weighing us down. So we are to set our eyes on Jesus and not on life's issues. We are to focus on Jesus and his promises and allow your faith to connect to Jesus and keep running. Allow your faith to connect to Jesus and keep running. And so I know that life will weigh on you so much to force you to give up. But it's a trick from the enemy. It was never God's plan for you to give up. So whatever it is that you're carrying, sometimes it's so heavy that it torments you and bombards you. Mm-hmm. And then the enemy will start speaking, saying, give up. The mm-hmm. enemy will start speaking, saying, turn your back on God. Where is he? Where is he now? Why is he not helping you? And I know a lot of people have those thoughts like, okay, so, you know, this is your Jesus. Where is he? He's in the same place at the right hand of the throne of God. And he is with us. But sometimes our situations cause us to turn our ear off to God. And then we turn on the voice of the enemy, and we begin to listen, and we begin to ponder. And then before we know it, we're full of turmoil. We're full of torment. We're full of the things that will cause us to give up.
Mm-hmm.
And to be honest, it's easy to give up.
Yes.
It really is easy to give up, because when we give up, it's like, okay, I don't have to deal with that situation anymore, but it comes back around. So when you give up on something that you've never dealt with, or that you decided I'm not going to deal with, you got to go through that test again. So the test doesn't stop until you pass it. And it's just like in school when I hate tests. I hated tests. I did what I needed to do to get out of high school. I didn't really enjoy school, but then I went to college. But when it came to a test, I would get anxiety, and it would cause me to not give my all to that test when I knew that I was smart enough and I knew that I could pass this test. But then that voice would start to play like, oh, you're going to fail. You don't know what you're doing. You didn't study enough. And then as long as you keep sitting there listening to that, you're going to give up. Jesus is the founder and perfecter of our faith through his atoning work. His perfection leads to the perfection of his people. So that, again, his perfection leads to the perfection of his people, because he is perfect. And that perfection is not the perfection that the world wants you to have, meaning that you'll never make a mistake or you'll never fall or anything like that. The perfection is a godly perfection. And a lot of us try to be perfect in the sight of other people when your goal is to be perfect in the eyes of God. And again, it's not the same perfect that I would put on you. Like, don't make a mistake. Like, Kim, every time, you know, when I talk to you, you know, if I expect you not to say something, we're all going to say something that somebody is not going to agree with. But I'm not expecting you to be perfect, that every time I talk to you, everything that you say is correct. You know, everything, even if you don't pronounce a word correct, you know, correctly, I'm not going to be like, well, Kim, can you please stop? Like, that's not in love. And it's like, we want each other. We want to be perfect, but we can never strive to be perfect. The promise of the future reward and joy gave Jesus strength to endure. Everything Jesus endured was intended to cause shame as well as death. But even in that Jesus reigned, we must endure the race, because at the end is the reward of eternal life and peace. Again, we go through things. Everything happens for a reason. The things that we go through, we learn from. We pass the test. God perfects us. And at the end, when it's time to say goodbye on this side, we have eternal life. And some people want what they want here on the earth. That means they want all the material possessions. They want the nice cars, nice houses. They want to dress good. They want to be famous and be friends with everybody. And so that is their focus here on the earth. But that's backwards. When you focus on the things of the world, that's who you'll become. You'll become just like the world, and you'll continue to try to keep up with the world. So that means if you have to do illegal things, or negative things, or try to get over on people to keep up a persona, that's what you're going to continue to do. But at the same time, God is trying to perfect you. God is trying to get you to see that eternal life is your reward. I want to say, count it all joy. Count it all joy. James 1:2-4 says, Count it all joy, my brothers, when you meet trials of various kinds, for you know that the testing of your faith produces steadfastness, and let steadfastness have its full effect, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing. So count it all joy when you go through those things. Count it all joy when somebody betrays you. Count it all joy when you and your homeboy or your homegirl are no longer friends anymore for whatever reason. And a lot of times you're going to lose people in your walk with Christ because they don't understand it. They see you one, they saw you one way, and now your whole life is different for the good. Mm-hmm. And then you might even try to go back and minister to those people and they just don't want to hear it. But don't take it personal. Give them Christ and let God work on their heart. Don't take it personal that they don't want to be where you are at this moment. Don't take it personal. You plant the seed and let somebody else water it, and God will bring the harvest.
Yes, yes.
But the goal is to share Christ with your brothers and your sisters.
Amen.
Amen. Yes. So I'm going to turn it over to Elder Mark at this time.
Amen. Amen. The discussion, see, and I'm mixing up my words, as she said, not going to be perfect. But the discussion was the joy of the Lord is my strength.
Mm-hmm.
1 Peter chapter 1, verses 8 through 9. And I'm reading from the New Living Translation, says this. You love him even though you have never seen him.
Mm-hmm.
Though you do not see him now, you trust him. And you rejoice with a glorious, inexpressible joy. The reward for trusting him will be the salvation of your souls.
Mm-hmm.
Joy is important to have. We recognize that, as Galatians chapter 5 tells us about the fruit of the Spirit, but the Holy Spirit produces this kind of fruit in our lives: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against these things, there is no law. Now, we do know that love is the basis for all commandments. It's the first thing. But why is joy the second thing that's listed as the fruit of the Spirit? Why is it so important? I mean, I was just researching some things, and as you find some things that are just quirky, I found out there's the word joy appears in the Bible nearly 200 times.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of times to hear the same word, and we overlook joy and we kind of mix it up.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times we put joy and we confuse it with happiness,
yes.
But they're not interchangeable.
Right.
Joy is from within, that's regardless right. of how you feel, that's regardless right. of, like my wife said, if your checking account looks low, or your lights are off, or if you can't make your car payment, or if your kids are going through, if your marriage is going through, all of those things are regardless. Your joy is regardless to those things. Happiness is a blurred emotion.
Absolutely.
That's what happiness, and it's dependent on your situation. Mm-hmm. You can be happy when you feel good.
Yeah.
You can be excited about and happy about a situation when it feels good.
Mm-hmm.
But joy comes in the midst of your suffering.
Absolutely.
Joy comes when you still don't know or understand the doctor's diagnosis.
Absolutely.
Joy comes yeah. when you're still crying over the lost one. Joy comes.
Yes. Yes.
When you're trying to get through and you don't see an out.
Yes.
Joy comes when circumstances have beaten you down,
yes.
but you're still yes. standing strong. That's the joy of the Lord.
Yes.
The joy of the Lord is my strength.
It is my strength. Yes, oh God.
The Greek word for joy is chara, which mm-hmm. describes the feeling of inner gladness, delight, or rejoicing.
Mm-hmm.
This inner gladness leads to a cheerful heart, and a cheerful heart leads to cheerful behavior. Understand, the most important attribute of joy is that you can find joy in your adversity.
Amen.
You
Amen.
Can find joy in your adversity. Now, this is difficult to understand. I get it. How can I be joyful? Like, you know, we say it all the time. Psalm 118. This 24, this is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. How can I rejoice? How can I be glad in a day that I'm thinking about the love of my lost?
Mm-hmm.
How can I be glad in a day where I lost my job? How can I be glad in a day where I know I'm being evicted out of my house? Even when you don't see him in your situation, as far as 1 Peter says, even when you don't see him, you trust him. And that's where your joy comes from. That inexpressible joy. You know the word inexpressible? It means it's beyond the comprehension of words. You don't have the words to understand or express why you feel this overwhelming joy. You don't know how to explain joy, but written on your face, written on your face is joy. Written on your face in the midst of your adversity is a position that says, my heart is full of joy. That I am rejoicing in what God has for me. I recognize the promises. My wife and I have.
Thank you, Lord. 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 Thank you, Lord.
I've struggled with wanting to have children. I'm blessed with a wonderful son.
Yes, yes.
But my desire is to have biological children. And that was spoken over us. We've been married 17 years. Mm-hmm. And wow, I'm feeling like Abraham and Sarah, like, God, I'm getting a little old for this.
Yeah.
But the joy of knowing that his promises.
Come on, come on.
If he promised
come on,
it,
come on.
He delivers it.
Yes, he does.
Whether I'm 40 or I'm 50, he'll give me the fortitude to deal with these children. That's whether right. I'm 60 or I'm 70,
come on.
I'll still be able to play with my kids.
Yes, yes, yes. God bless you.
I know it sounds funny, but that's the joy. Joy is inexpressible. It's beyond the comprehension of words. See, those words don't make sense. 60 or 70, enjoying your kids. Yeah, right. But those are the words that are inexpressible. Yeah, that's the joy beyond comprehension of understanding. Yeah. That's what joy is in the midst of adversity. My adversity would be, I don't know how I'm going to run behind these little children at 50 and 60. Because y'all the godparents, you don't know it yet. But I'm going to say something. I'm talking to the Davises. They don't know it yet. But, they already got chosen a long time ago. But we're going to be 50 and 60 running together behind these kids. Diamond Auntie, where you at? But the joy in finding adversity, also, that is a defensive strategy against the attacks of the enemy. Mm-hmm. See, when you're rejoicing in adversity, the enemy's confused because the enemy's like, wait a minute, I just hit him with my best. Mm-hmm. I just took his job. I took his car. I made his wife mad. He don't have the money to pay his bills, and yet he's still rejoicing. Possible. The enemy gets confused and like, man, I don't know. Maybe I need to find somebody else.
Yeah.
So the joy in the midst of adversity is your defensive attack. Mm-hmm. Joy in adversity is an act of faith. No matter what it looks like, I'm praising God. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. God's joy is my strength to get through the situation. Mm-hmm. I don't know how many of y'all, are you a boxing fan, Jordan, you are? Okay, so there's a boxing move. It's called the parry. And what a parry is, it's different than a block. See, a block, you take the hits, but you absorb them.
Right.
You're getting all that pain. Slowly, it wears you down. Mm-hmm. But a parry, when the punch comes, you push it down. You push it away. Mm-hmm. You push it away. You push it away. So you're reacting so that you have a chance to counter punch. Mm-hmm. That's what joy is. Mm-hmm. It's a reaction to the attack that instead of just backing into a corner, mm-hmm. you're reacting and giving yourself the offensive position mm-hmm. to spit back out the words that God has promised to you. Now I'm going to speak forth what brings my joy. I'm going to speak forth and say, hey, I still got it.
Yeah.
I'm an overcomer.
Yeah.
That's where my joy comes from. So as I'm overcoming, even though you're throwing the punches, even though my bank account looks low, even though my church doesn't have a building, but my church don't have a building, but joy of the Lord, these nine people are here together and they're praising with a praise I just don't understand.
Yeah.
They're praising and lifting their voice in praise and worship beyond my understanding. The devil is confused with this right here. The devil he wants us to feel like, well, why should they gather? Why should we gather? Mm-hmm. Y'all don't have a building. But this is just like they did in Acts, as the apostle said. The people are joined together to celebrate, worship, praise, and enrich one another with an understanding of who God is. That God that gives us the joy, the peace that passes all understanding, the joy that is inexpressible, the joy that we don't have the words to comprehend.
Yes, yes, yes.
That's the joy.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
So when you're facing adversity, I know times are, you know, it's unprecedented times. Mm. We see things that are even going through the pandemic. As we said, that we gave up our building. We made a physical choice to. What we gave up our building, we gave up our gathering space because of the pandemic. So many things have happened. We haven't, God bless Sister Kim, we haven't seen her since the pandemic. Absolutely. That's a separation that you feel. Yeah. And you're like, wow, you know, when you think about the pandemic, you're like, oh, you know, this person didn't catch COVID or this person did, but they're healed. But you think about a person you haven't seen that you used to worship with or fellowship with every Sunday. You haven't seen them for 3 years. Mm-hmm. That's suffering. But the joy, to have the woman of God seated beside you is the joy that's unexpressible. The joy to meet another young brother like Jordan who comes in with a look on his face like, I want to know what y'all are talking about. Mm-hmm. I see it in your face, bro. You like, I want to know that. Mm-hmm. I want to feel that. Mm-hmm. I want to feel that emotion. Mm-hmm. Not that happiness mm-hmm. that's just a confused emotion mm-hmm. or a situational emotion, mm-hmm. but a joy that overwhelms in the midst of all things. Mm-hmm. Psalms 30 says this, 30 verse 5, and this is the second part of verse 5. It says, for his anger lasts only a moment, but his favor lasts a lifetime. Weeping may last through the night, but joy cometh in the morning. Joy comes when your night is over, when the night of you, suffering through your illness, mm-hmm. suffering through your sickness, suffering through your pain, suffering through your separation. When that night is over, when the morning comes, when the sun rises, when the sun, the S-O-N, rises on your behalf, joy comes. Nehemiah 8:10 mm-hmm. says this as I close, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. Mm-hmm. The joy.
Yes.
The inexpressible joy of the Lord is, put a claim on it, is my strength.
Yes.
When you're facing those issues, when you're facing those problems, parry, mm-hmm. push them away, push them back. Mm-hmm. The joy of the Lord, and give your shot back at the enemy.
Mm-hmm.
The joy.
Yes.
My overcoming. Yes. Even though is my strength. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you, amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father, for just showing up the way that you have on today. Lord God, we give you praise. And another scripture that I want to share is Romans 15:13. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit, you may abound in hope.
Amen.
Romans 15:13.
Amen.
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 Amen. Just let me say this, if I may, please.
Mm-hmm.
I know last week, I believe it was, that I had mentioned that y'all needed to start bringing your pen and paper, you know, to church
mm-hmm.
to write the scriptures down that are being spoken of, so that you can go back and read them in your study time, read them during prayer time, read them when you're down and out and you need some joy. There were plenty of scriptures that were given here today. And naturally, we don't remember every word that came out of these ministers' mouth. However, when we go back and read the scripture, then you can also hear what they're saying. You know, God brings that back to your memory. And, excuse me. One of the things that the scripture about weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. And every time I hear that scripture now, I hear Demetra. Mm-hmm. I hear her when she was standing up front in front of the church in the praise and worship, doing praise and worship.
Mm-hmm.
And when, I don't know what song they were singing, but she said a revelation that God had given her about that scripture, about joy coming in the morning. We know in the Bible that morning is the morning, the daybreak. That's the morning. that it's talking about. Mm-hmm. And she said, but in her mourning, mourning, the way we're mourning my nephew's death, you know, the way you're mourning the loss of a job, the way you're mourning a marriage breaking up, joy can come in that mourning. Mm-hmm. And then when you said the sun rising, Jesus being the sun, the S-O-N, rising in the midst of our mourning. Mm-hmm. And in that, I can find joy. Mm-hmm. I can find joy in that. So I thank God. And so I encourage you again, saints of God, write the scriptures down, go back and read them, meditate on his word, because it's in that that you are going to find some joy. Because joy is internal. Mm-hmm. External is the happiness that is dealing with what happens externally outside of your body. The joy of the Lord comes from within and it strengthens you. Now, if the joy of the Lord gives you strength, then without the joy of the Lord, that means what? You're what?
Weak.
Absolutely. You're weak. You're weak without the joy of the Lord. Let not this week go along with you being weak all week long.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Get the joy of the Lord. Let's give the Lord a good praise for the word that has come forth today.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
For the good word spoken today.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Word of the word. God, the glory.
Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah.
Oh,
it's almost like not ready to in, right?
Yeah.
But before that, it's what?
Offering.
It's what?
Offering time. Yes.
Amen. So for those online listeners, please go to www.newvisionforlife.com and click on our donate button if you would like to send your offering. And I am going to read today's offering. And as Minister Danielle always says, whatever you agree with, pull it down, agree with it, shake your head, however you want to agree with it. That is your prerogative.
Mm-hmm.
So as we receive today's offering, we are believing the Lord for jobs and better jobs,
mm-hmm.
stolen money returned,
mm-hmm.
raises and bonuses,
yes.
benefits, sales and commissions,
yes.
favorable settlements,
yes.
real estate and inheritances, interest and income,
yes.
rebates and returns, checks in the mail, divine health and healing, family members and friends saved, checks in my hand, gifts and surprises, finding money, debts paid off, expenses decreased, blessing and increase. Our new church building
yes.
and new businesses.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord, for yes. meeting all of our financial needs, that I may have more than enough
more.
To give into the kingdom of God
yes.
and promote the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Do we have any announcements before we turn it over to Minister Kyle? Okay. All right. Well, Minister Kyle, it is in your hands.